Blog Talk Radio.
You know I love you, the way you hit my chest like a boom boom. You light up the room with your sweet touch. No one can take your place, how you smell so good. Don't misunderstand, but I know one day my papa will see the love we share so effortlessly. Yes, I need you to get me through the night. Wrap yourself around my heart and make it so right. Oh,
okay.
Smoke Rules.
Yeah. Audio check.
Audio is working, but not being recorded. Here we go. Smoke Rules Radio, a show that's about 2 hours long, fella. He likes to talk about all sorts of things out there in the world. Sometimes he gets the feedback on his mic and then goes, well, you know, is the music part really, really needed? Sometimes it is, and sometimes it isn't. So what do we do? We're going to find out works because we've got to put things together that makes sense. Smoke Rules Radio. All right. So basically, there's sometimes and sometimes the thing. There's always what you got there. We're going to go on the Become Affordable show. Go walk down the streets, find my own place here. It's in the universe. Do a place? I think I do. It's between my 2 feet. And so I'm walking, and it's mine. I like a lot. So let's try to go over to a regular phone call that really wants to let me. Let's go walk around. All right. Kite, Ken, Con, Co. What's put in? What's the life? What's the grow? What are we going to do? Plant your seed and row, rin, wrong, row. What you going to do? What? Chase your dough and grow and find and put your seed where you can. What can you do? What? Be your man, be your hand. What's your destiny? What you got to do? Don't just follow me. Listen to your own spirit. What you got to plug in just to hear it. What you got to find and what you got to sign. What you going to do? It may I remind. This Smoke Rules Radio, hour one coming in. Just for you, some, cause we got it going in, we got the gig far, we've got the yield, the field, we gotta jump out on the yield, the field, coming on here, I don't know, the kneel, the field, pain, what's got going on here, what's some same, what's going on here, what's the crane, the grum, the drive, what's going on here, grum, live, live, or die, what's going on here, wanna simmer, sigh, simmer, stay, what's going on here, royal rock, play, real rock and rhyme. What's going on here? Mix your rhyme. I don't know, but I mix my flow with anything that comes. Oh, from my brain. Bane, pain, Tim Thompson, apps. What's going on here? Kick back, relax. Find yourself some real facts as you come down to cloud desire to lay down deep. What's going on here? How think you deep, deep, deep. What's going on here? What your sleep, slave, crave, put a con to the fame. What's your thin, thin, layer? What's going on with your tin foil? What's going on here? Break your saran wrap. What's going on here? Saran wrap. Pop now, take now, knock nap. What's going on here? Watch now, boom, balloon. What's going on here? Watch now, goom, zoom. This gear. What's going on here? Rocking in the beer. What's going on here? Found out. Beer's too. What you find now? Smoke the beer. Beer to face. Every day to hay. Eyes to eyes. Going eye to eyes. Red eyes to die. Red days to days. What's got going on here? I play the plays. I'm living life. Do I sing a pain? What do? I sing a sing. I sing a song. What's going on here? All night long. Doing right, I'm not here for wrong. I'm doing it as long as I can't breathe a breath. What can I do? What I've got, what's left? What do I take up on my rhyme of web? As take your tongue, same sin. What you gonna find watching the wind? What you gonna see? I'm just taking the sin. What's gonna hear? Bond to pain to bin. Now, find a pain, pain, oh, what you gonna do? I make your pain go and go. What's constant to lock your soul? You seen a dry or soon a spill? What's gonna go on here? Wet paint, ill up on tin of ice. What's going on here? What's so nice? Coming in here, you what's on here? Fall back to carnage. What's your tapestry? What's fall back? What's your gravity? Have to be. Blood from the sea. 7, 4, 7, 3. 6, 5, 6, 4. What you wanna measure me? Up come now, wanna be free. What you wanna find? You gotta CC. What's gonna DD? You gotta FFB. What's the content? Make that pleasure. Can't put me down straight on your market ledger. What can you find? What can you letter? What can you do? What? I'm more than clever. What I devil? What I bear? What under the earth? Yes, see as I trare. As I try, what can I do? What life is my bright? Can I jump a tongue to the tongue? What's going in here? Rock-a-tron, rock-a-train, what you kind? What's going in here? Pocket pain? I don't know the name. I'm a mock to me. Clown, live in my flock. I'm next to lean. Lock to maze. I got to lounge. I got my suit. Go around for round. I go on this. What's a piss? What's going in here now? Dips this. Miz a miss. These are made, what's gotta go to do now? Super say, got stuff, got stuff, for it today. It's not, you know, caution all. What's going on now? Monster mom, you know, pasta mom, you know, hosta now, it all sing now, wait now, place to go. What I got going to do now, rock and roll. What you gonna find here, shine the show, you're gonna make a show, you're gonna live your life, you're gonna stick down, strike down, stick down, play. What's gonna do now? Flick the plane, you're gonna flick your switch, and you all now itch. What's gonna do now? Twitch, 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 now, click, now, click, now, 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 be what y'all find, sound, now, being what you sing now, well, being what you bring now. That's what you find two kings. Watch what you chase your queen. Watch what you farting. That's how you find what you bring. Cause it's any kind of thing that we don't know. What you got going in here? Rock and roll, rock and ring, rock and run. What's going on here? Walking on. Bring it in here like you never, ever known. Because I've not like one to hide and shown. But you see, you wanna fly with me. You gotta flip down, lip down. Mock and jig down. Get down to the earth and be like the free. What's got gone? Go be more finger licking. Not some chicken. What's going delish? Come get out for me, be that flavor delish. What's your wish? My mish, my may. What can I do? I'm here to say. You may look, look more than lovely. What can I do? I'm not here like a play. I'm here like the real. What can you do? Heart steal. What do you do? What you wanna peel and pull back my tail? What's going on here? You're my band, my maid. What do I find here? What's free from this cave? What can I have an adventure, eh? Venture on, adventure song. What's going on? That's why I'm doing rocking on. And I'm feeling chronic, feeling tame. What's going on here? Rock, knock, knock, knock. What's do some brain? As I find my next inflex depiction. What's going on here? My max, my mission. What's going here? My scission, my thing, my song. What's going on here? My making, mocking, rocking all night long. What's an up here to the 5 to 10? I don't know what. Alright. There we go. Here we go. This should be good. I think so. We'll find out. I am, think I had a little better Wi-Fi area. I found Northern California. It's colder out here. It's not really, like, warm. Like, the Caribbean is really warm. It's really, really, really nice over there. It's like you walk around all time of the day and very little clothing, depending on, like, how much, like, insects, like, eat you and such. But it's very, very just warm. And California is not warm. I have to turn on an engine here.
to get some worm nests going on. Go down there. Maybe that button works. Maybe that button works. I don't know. Back in the world in some wheels. Oh, man, I like wheels. I like getting around, you know, trying different worlds, different things, seeing some old sights. Oh, that feels so good to just get around and see some places I haven't seen in a while. It's really good to come back to some places. You know, it's also good to get away from things that you just feel you're just running in the rabbit cage. And you're like, I'm on the treadmill and I'm not doing anything, you know, stuck in this mentality of the rich, poor worlds. Like, free me, exodus for me from this. Now, don't get me wrong, I really like the fact that there's, like, lots of, like, material stuff out here. Like, I mean, useful material stuff, not just, like, little donkey, dorky stuff, but things that you could actually use. And it's helpful if you ever get yourself in a situation where you don't have material things, where you don't have, like, stuff that you grew up with, your access to things that make your life that much simpler. Because it would be nice to have everything just, you know, candy-coated, just give me the easy thing, you know. Let the world just take care of itself nice and simply for me, you know. Just hand it to me. You know, I don't want to just hand the world to someone and, like, raise spoiled children. Just be like, oh, they're all used to getting what they want every single moment. You know, it's just like, no. Dude, you got to not give children what they want. The number one thing which a child wants. Yeah, get your own car keys. You're only 5. You know, maybe, I don't know, 25. Get your own car keys. You know, we are really raised to be so dependent on our parents. Like, oh, they got everything. I mean, yeah, dude, I still use my pop's burn address. You know, it's, look at how the world is. I don't really live at one place. My dad had a shop for a long time. I'm like, I'm using that address. I'm saying I'm living there. You know, I'm the driver's license. You know, it's just like, I do not have want for the man, the system, to just be pinpointing me. Because it sucks, dude. It's like you get money in your bank account. You get some financial aid, you know, and then the bank is just like, wow, you see now, wow, the government says they want some money, and, you know, we see you're holding some money. You know, what kind of friend is the bank? They're just not your buddies. They're not like, hey, bro, I got your back. No one's going to touch your goods. No, they just turn over at the drop of a legal hold. And it makes life so much more difficult. You know, when you're like, I got the money. And then, like, where'd the money go? Where'd the money go? And it just is like a song of just like, shucks. This is difficult. I mean, it's difficult, too, just to try to hold an interesting conversation to yourself for 2 hours. Like, you know, it's good to have, like, imagine there's someone in particular you're talking to. Like, kind of, but that's also, like, projecting things at someone without getting feedback. So there's not exactly, like, one person that I talk to and that I project to. Now, there's, like, heartfelt care that I have for someone that I really hope was listening, if any of this is, like, interesting, whatever even interesting is, if any of that, you know, whatever comes along. But it's just like, if I just craft things for one person, everyone else would be like, well, what about me? Dude, are you going to talk about me? Or, you just, you know, I don't know everybody. No one writes me, so it's like, you know, just the tax man just writes me and says, hey, I'm a tax woman these days. You better pay it, the gravy. You know, they don't mind. You know, the bank is just like, yeah, well, you know, to do this, we're just also going to take $150. You know, it's just everybody wants their piece. Everyone's hands in the cookie jar. Just like marijuana legalization world. It's like, hey, I want my piece. I'm going to put my hand in the cookie jar because, you know, I where's my due? I'm due, aren't I? You know, everybody else gets theirs. Where's my equalization mayhem? You know what I'm saying? Where's it going to come from? How are we going to know how, like, we're going to owe people? Like, because we're always going to owe. You're born into debt that other people, other humans made before you. Yet they're not going to pay because they just print the money and print the money and then just go to war to clean the slate and then start over again. You know, it's fun. You know, debtor's prison's just around the corner because it's easier to keep people inside the boxes than it is, like, to let people roam outside the box. You've got to stay within your bounds. You've got to stay within the bracket that they set for you. You've got to stay within your age range. Like, what is that? You know, you got to tell my Willie that thing because I don't think, like, the body, like, understands, like, age. It's just like, oh, look, It's just like, hey, you know, I'm attracted to, what can I say? I'm a human. You know, humans have been human since there were humans, and we've just been ourselves, and we find ourselves, like, interesting, some more interesting than others. And, you know, I totally understand. There's a million other shows out there that are just like pump your brain full of all this regurgitated, like, what's going on in the world kind of stuff and talk about it and comment on it and blah, blah. And I'm like, no, all blah, blah is not about, like, all that stuff all those other people want to blah, blah about. Like, hey, you want to hear the blah, blah? Go listen to them blah, blah. Like, I got some whatever comes out of me, blah, blah. And it's totally structured. It's like the most structured show you've ever seen because I work in like 2.5 second increments, and at every 2.5 seconds I have scheduled to do something on the show. It's really quite fascinating to really see how everything comes together because it's a fabric of hours and hours and hours of neglect to really put this show together. Like, I spend so many hours not preparing at all for this show. Like, just paying the bill to Blog Talk Radio. Oh, I gotta change the credit card number two. Anyhow, that's another 2 weeks. That alone is quite a feat. You know, because sometimes there just isn't money in the account. And you're like, well, you know, you guys let me slide for 2 days. And so over the 5 years I've been paying for this account, maybe, okay, I've been running it for five, but I really haven't been paying for five. You know, some of the other fellas with the CCHI, California Cannabis Hemp Initiative, were holding down some shows for a little while and getting them back. It's rough. I'd love to do that. Just like, hey guys, come back and do some shows. Talk about it like 4 years after the fact. But that's, you know, it's a commitment. People don't want to be committed to nothing. You know, they just want to have their toilet paper, do their thing, and get on with it. They got nothing else in the world to do. They sit on the john, do the stuff, and gone. There's no commitment. There's just their own in the wind, blown by the breeze. No one's really, like, down for saying, well, I'm going to be doing this, and I'm going to be doing that. I'll tell you, people, I'll be starting some more shows, but they're going to be, like, the two businesses related with Tardigradia and also Anticatharian. And really, they are, like, this is a commitment to be able to get on there weekly and speak for an hour, speak for 2 hours, let alone try to get other people on the ball too. Like, nobody really, like, they weren't even paid for stuff. Like, I got to be paid to give my cryptocurrency information to other people. Like, you know, it's like everybody just inflates themselves so much, and they want all this stuff. And they're just like, well, what am I asking for? Like, I'm not, I mean, maybe every few months, like 50 people listen in one day, and that's enough. That's what I get, you know? So it's like, I'm not really asking for anything with this show. It's to your attention. Like, if it's interesting, like, if I could find some gleam of something to shine and polish that's interesting, like, I feel like, you know, yeah, you can hold it down. If you can sit and talk about unstructured material for periods of time with it, you know, being some sort of interesting, because you see all these talk shows, and they're just people blabbing back and forth. Hey, I said this. What do you think about that? Oh, I think about this. It's like, okay, you know, why can't you just be the one talking, you know, and not have to, like, depend on other people's faces to fill in your own showtime, you know? It's, hi, today we have, like, this and this and guests. And you're like, you know, just make a show just about yourself. Just talk. You don't need to have other people sit and banter with that will help support you. Blah-de-blah morning talk show crunk back and forth. Like, you know, I'll laugh at your stuff if you laugh at mine. Yeah, what do we really want to do in the world? Do you want to make ourselves interesting where we require another person to, like, back up that interest? Well, hey, I run around with my posse, and my posse laughs at my jokes. Like, yeah, I don't know, you know, what I, like, have my own, like, sort of, you know, way that I do stuff. And the way that I do stuff does not really include depending on someone else to fill in air that I can't fill in on my own. But I can come up with all sorts of ideas. Ideas about coming up with ideas about ideas that we need to come up with. There's so many multi-layers. When you really get into things, you can find that the world has the answer for us. We just really need to want to look for it. And that's what's really great about the world. Here we go. The answers are all here. And can we handle the answers? Can we handle the truth? Whose truth are they talking about? They got somebody else's truth, this person's truth, that person's truth, their point of view, this point of view. Everybody's like wants to push their agenda. And when you look at it, you just got to be like, yo, whose agenda do you subscribe to? Do you subscribe to your family's agenda? Do you subscribe to your parents? Do you subscribe to your own agenda? Do you have your own ideas that you follow that are important to you? Because that's really important, to have, like, ideas and stuff to do. Because if you don't have stuff to do, then it's like you expect this show to be just perfectly, like, awesome. And the really awesome part about it is, like, it's just a human just recording 2 hours, running with my own, like, I found this, like, relax or restful oil thing, like maybe sleepers. I don't know what do I have you, but I've put it on my neck to relax my neck muscles, because my neck muscles, they got their own issue. They got, like, they need attention, and I give them a lot of attention. Like, I'm trying to dance this disco dance and, you know, rocking, and my jaw's like, hey, let's start yawning. Let's start stretching. And I'm like, oh, yeah. So it's just being too in tune. Because, like, when you go through,
like any kind of surgery in an area, it's like, and your body wants to like exercise it. You don't stop your body from exercising it. You have to let your body go through the motions or it hurts. Like literally, it's like you don't just interrupt in areas where you've had surgery or pain. You let the thing go through, and people are like, why do I yawn when I listen to Jason's episode? Well, like, Jason's got jaw issues. Jason has his own yawning, and he's like, I know, I'm not like all this, like, bag of chips and a Corvette kind of show, you know. But, you know, I pull together more than I think I can, and I'm not always, like, smoking herb, rapping, talking about stuff. I mean, I prefer to be. It's so much funner to be in like the realm of like the fuzzy thought. But then you get like me, I get into like these. What about me? I don't know. I'm like a brand new me. Like my whole me reset like 2 days ago or yesterday, day before yesterday. I don't know, but I'm reset. I'm like. Been flashed, like the reset button got like pressed on me, like I'm really quite certain I had a flash view of someone that I'd really been wanting to see for a long time, and my whole like subconscious and conscious just like mellowed out, like I'm like like I got like this little fuzziness on my mellowness, whereas you know I'm very like high strung person. I don't want to be high strung. I don't like the term high strung. I'm very in tune with my stresses. So what that means is I tend to them and I conquer them. They're my dragons. I ride around on them for a while and I go slay some sheep and some goats and take out a village or two, you know, hang out with the princess of dragons or, you know, the Game of Thrones, you know, just be like, hey, what's up? I can go in hot water also naked. Watch me, you know, is that my number one thing? You know, maybe not like too hot, but, you know, if it's really hot, you just got to slowly go in. And, you know, they don't like tell you the temperature of water on TV. They just say, oh, it's too hot. You know, you just got to imagine that it's hot water. And so I just, you know, water is water. Even cold water is just still water. And I'm not saying I could just defy jumping into a boiling bath of, like, boiling hot water and just be like, hey, it's just water. But, yeah, I got to practice in cold water walking into the ocean. And it's cold. All right. Maybe I didn't, like, dunk my head constantly in the water. You know, it's keep my brain consciousness flowing. But, you know, the whole body itself, like when I was a kid, I would need to jump in the water and, you know, you come out all numb and just, hey, you know, this wind is really warm. You're like, how is a wind chill warm? But, you know, after you've been in the ocean and it's really cold, like everything is warm after that. Like you can't, like, say, like, things are cold. And that's one thing I haven't had is cold. Like, if you go down into the Caribbean, like, you'd be so lucky to be, like, you know, find yourself in a cold tub of anything. Like, they're like, oh, the showers, cold water, you know, but not really cold water. Here, ocean, Pacific, cold. Yes, I liked it. And so I got 2 days. I didn't get the swim in today. But I just keep up that swimming. And it's really, it's a state of mind kind of thing. You know, and I mean, if I master this state of mind, we're not freezing to death, then I think I can master, like, as a male, you know, that doesn't have opportunities with the female like very often to do anything, even of the natural or whatever have you, that, you know, if it's part of my mind, I can make things last longer that don't want to last longer, that just want to just firecracker, like, pew, pew. All right. Let's wait a few minutes before we light another. Because, you know, I want to be able to have my focus down in the world so I could do the things that I need to do that aren't supposed to be done, like, too quickly. You know, where you're just not like, all right, everything good? Okay, all right, I'll see you in the morning. Gonna go to bed. You know, I really want to be, like, all the man and human that I can be without being, like, too racy about what I talk about. Because I talk about a lot of different topics, and I'm all over a lot of different places. But it's like, I beat under the blanket, around the bush. You beat around the bush sometimes, and you can like make things interesting. Like if you just go straight for the gold of whatever you're talking about, bam, then you're done talking about it. You know, if you just run down there and let's say you're with your lover and you just like, you know, all you just want to do is just apex and get that over and blam, then that's done. And then it's okay, all right. But then if you're beating around the bush, meaning you're taking your time, you know, then that's better in the universe. You know, you can't really rush things. Like, I'd like to be able to, like, rush to the side of someone that's really on my mind every single moment that she's on my mind, like, hold on. And luckily, we've got internet stuff these days. You could rush your mind to someone or your voice and just send that to them in an instant and see if it makes them happy. See if there's like good energies in the world. See if I can get that warm, fuzzy feeling like, oh, did I send the right thing? Did I write the right stuff? Does it tickle the heart the right way? I am so in love that it's blindingly ununderstandable to me. And so to do something like this is like, you know, you want to verify, you know, you just want to like, you know, are things real? Are things true? You know, where putting oneself in the situation that love can happen is really key. Because like, you would be an amazing love with someone and they just be it freaking nowhere close by and stuff can't happen. You know, you can't, like, just imagine, I just write forever and people just going to show up. Hold on, I'll be there in a few minutes. You've got to try to make yourself available, you know, so love doesn't have to, like, worry about, like, over, what was it saying, about being, not make it too easy. It's like I'm trying to interpret a female side of the universe, and I'm just not like, you know, I could tell you about like sisters and just be like, all right, these are how they piss you off and drive you crazy and are great and fun and are really good friends, but still have their way of just getting what they want. And if you have multiple sisters, they're different. And they don't go about things the same way. And that's interesting, but it doesn't fully prepare you for being in love with someone and trying to just not argue with them constantly. Because, you know, sisters just like, hey, I want the front seat. No, I want the front seat. No, I want the back seat. No, I want the back seat. You know, it just, you know, the competition kind of stuff. And it just, you know, like killing time together too. Like during the snowy seasons, like you pull out board games or play cards, like how many hours of blackjack I played. We got these stacks of pennies, like all these pennies, you know, right? You got those pennies, I got these pennies, we just start playing, and how many hours later, like a copper or whatever gunk is on pennies all over your hand, you're like, all right, cool. Because this is like in the times when I was young, there was, I guess, TV, but we had a VHS, but there was like board games or cards. Like the first Game Boy came out when I was in high school, the little handheld black and white video game thing. It was like, whoa, cool, that's neat. And you know, then a little Nintendo came out, and that was fun too. Like a little robot, you have this little robot thing move its arms and it picks up this spinning gyro and moves it into something else and puts it down and spinning gyro. Like, who came up with an idea for that? Is like, it's interesting and just so just like really pointless. Like, you're teaching the kids how to operate manufacturing lineups. You're showing the kids how to like prepare them for automated manufacturing, where you have a robot lift and move something and put it in place and then lift and move. And that was the game. You know, that or hunting ducks. And seriously, like, I don't know how they could really even aim that thing at the screen. You know, you could just duck hunt all day long, like a foot away from the screen. Bang, 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 bang. That was my first, like, little Nintendo. I had one of those with the little robot and the duck hunt. And that was what was cool. You know, I was so excited. That thing was nice. And then the Sega Genesis, oh, man, years later, that thing was so cool. I would put a towel over it every day. After I played this thing, I'd be like, I don't want dust getting on my Sega Genesis console. Because that's the thing is, like, you pull those cartridges out and you got to get them to work. You know, you can Nintendo 64 Mario Kart all day long until your cartridge just doesn't want to work. And you've got to do the proper, you know, even a little alcohol on a swab. And that was in the days where, like, the little metal connectors inside the card were the size of like a whole USB connector these days, or like a little bit smaller, whereas the USB connector has got these little tiny little connectors on the inside. The other one's like huge giant connectors. Like, you had slam that thing down, you know, get that going, the console games. And those were fun until they made CDs, until games came on CDs, you know, the worst thing in the world, because kids just scratched their CDs. They didn't like say, whoa, we're going to make a CD with redundant data locations on it, you know, where we're going to have the game in 40, 50 different parts of the CD, because they don't really use a whole CD. You just like, you know, one little scratch, you're like, oh, game over. Thanks for coming out. You know, whoa, the game glitched. You know, you get that Game Shark. That thing was cool. Where it's like the little thing in between the video game. Like, I don't know how that worked. Like, how they would like, you know, change the programming. Like, oh, you know, we're just going to hijack this and give you like a billion lives, or make your character jump a billion feet and change like the dynamics and the variables within the game. Oh, man. So, yeah. What else? Life, fun. Got some tickets to go to Puerto Rico from Costa Rica on the 2nd. But I think I could change them because, like, you know, if they change your airline flight with that, like, the times, like, they let you go, like, oh, change it anywhere you want. It's got to be the same airports, But, you know, different days. So I just, like, put it off months down the road. Just be like, all right, well, what about 5 months from now? Can I say I'm leaving from Costa Rica to Puerto Rico in 5 months from now? I still got airline tickets. They're still kind of trying to refund me, but they're not. They're, after the pandemic happened, they're just like, you know, whatever you tried to do during the pandemic, don't think we're ever going to refund you. I don't care where you think you were flying. You got to fly that same thing. We're not giving you your money back because we didn't get our money back. They're like, we were just sitting on all this money just waiting to pay you guys back. You know, stuff just disappears. No panda times. And people are still, like, in the panda. It just is, I don't know. The panda. It's like, see any dead people coughing in the streets ever? No. I mean, like, really, like, people just, like, it's not like that Spanish flu where they finally were like, you know, when they stop injecting us, we stop getting sick. You know, no, don't listen to that. No, it's just, everybody, just like, be healthy. They've got their things. People are washing their hands. They're sticking things up their nose that are not supposed to be stuck up your nose like plastic. Oh, my gosh. I had to do the PCR. Just crying, it feels like, but not crying, not like pouting out my mouth, but my entire eyes just suddenly started tearing. I'm like grabbing the nurse's gown and then crumpling it, like pushing my feet against her feet. She's just like holding it. Like, hold on. I got a text message. Like, oh, just keep your head at that angle. Like, hold on, it opens that short message. Finish that. Then they take the same swab, they stick it up the other nose. I'm like, why did you get a second swab? That first one was used. Don't be like swapping from one sinus to the next, you know. What are you looking for? You know, a kiwi doesn't pass that thing, dude. I got your antigen right here. But, you know, I'm here. I'm right here. I'm not somewhere else. I'd rather be. You know, I like people. And I don't like people. People are people. People just get up in your shit. You know what it's like? If they speak another language, you're just like, no, wait, because they're not talking to you. You don't need to worry about their words that they're saying to fill your brain with. Like, just coming back here is just such a mind hypnotism. Like, this whole place just hypnotizes you. Turn on the radio, hypnosis. Turn on your Instagram, hypnosis. And it's just like, I realize my own want. Like, I really, really want to, like, read really beautiful things from someone really special. But sometimes I don't really get that. So it's like, well, I've got to supplant that with something. I want to read something really beautiful. And so we find some stuff like on the Instagram. And, you know, whatever you're looking for, you could find. And so some of the things like Letters for Soulmates was one of them that I've really been interested in. But then I just really get turned off by, because it's just like there's these really beautiful ones and then there's these really like sad ones where there's like, I hope you have a good life in 20 years. And these other beautiful ones where they're like, oh, and then when we do this magic thing together, we're magical and all this stuff. And, you know, just, oh, geez. It just is programming that just, we want to be programmed by the ones we love. Just naturally, we want our husbands, our wives, to program us with their love, to fill us with their interests and their wants and their needs too, but mostly their love and interest, their compassion. And that's what we need. We need the custom compassion, the custom affection. Whereas this mass writing stuff is just so not tailored for the individual. That's why people don't understand poetry. You cannot write poetry to the masses. Like, even you can't really write anything to the masses. You can write a manual. You see what Emmanuel is up to. Yo, Emmanuel! He write, like, instructions to do something, a recipe. But you can't really write to the masses. They don't exist as a person to write to. If you write to an individual, that individual is able to comprehend what you're talking about, because it's like you're having a conversation. But trying to write to a lot of people is just whitewashing whatever is being said. And just some of these things I read, they're kind of beautiful, but it's just like the beautiful what if. If this, then that. In this perfect world, I would do that. In this, and just all this fancy fairy tale that writing to an individual is really the only way to write. You can't write to the masses. They don't get it. They just kind of look over it. Oh, it's beautiful. Like, whatever. You know, you need someone to write directly to you to really gain from a poem, to gain from anything love-related. You think anything love-related they wrote for the reader except for the intended reader? No. All that is written for one person. And everybody else is intercepting the words. You've got to understand that we are wanting to experience what other people experience, but that's just BS. Don't try to experience other people's experience. Don't think that you have the ability to feel what was written to somebody else. You don't got that ability. Like, each person has their list of things that they've been through in the world, and they all measure it with their own experiences, and what they take in, they measure with those experiences and give their advice from their own experiences. So if you're sitting there reading love letters, they're written to somebody else, not to you. I mean, whether they're shared or not, your opinion doesn't fucking matter. It might be like, oh, this is beautiful. Oh, that's not beautiful. It's like, oh, you're freaking jealous and you want someone to write you love letters. You know, people have to understand that intercepting communication that is not intended for them is, I don't know, there's got to be some word for that. But it's just like, you know, it's spying, stalking on someone else's heart or interests. Like, love songs, they're kind of beautiful, sure, but they're singing to someone and they're sharing with you to listen. So if you really want to do something right in the world, then write someone in particular. Don't just think you're writing the masses. You can write the future. Like, this podcast is just for the future to listen to. Like, no. This podcast is for the people, the live listeners, family, heartfelt friends, my super giant love interest, and whoever happens to come across it. It's a philosophical show with some freestyle when that comes through there. And it's like a show is just a conversation with Chase. When you can make what you put out there to be a conversation and put out philosophies that, you know, not everyone's going to agree with, like, oh, I do this, I do that. Oh, well, go freaking cancel yourself. You know, I couldn't care what people do. Go do a podcast. I'll care, but I won't care because I don't know about it. I don't even know how anybody even knows about this show. It's barely even, like, advertised. The fact that you even do something and expect to be cared for it, that goes against all mitzvah practices. A mitzvah in, like, Hasidic and Jewish and Yiddish tradition is to do a good deed. Yet the caveat of that doing a good deed is you don't go bragging about it. You don't do a good deed and go huff and puff and yo, check out, I did this, I did that. Once you start doing that, it's not a good deed anymore. You're doing it for yourself. You're doing it for your bragging rights. You've got to be able to do things that help entities besides yourself. The earth, picking up trash, you know, talking to people, helping them with knowledge they need to know. You know, there's a lot out there that we can help people with without fully sacrificing our everything to help them. You just sacrifice a tiny bit of your time to pick up a piece of trash. That much closer to, like, a hernia bending over, right? You know, like, oh, I'm going to hurt myself if I pick up this piece of garbage. And I hurt myself if I do this or do that. You know, like, we're really, I mean, just creatures themselves, except for mothers, are very selfish. A mothering creature has all these, like, little children, childs, babies that are just needy, that are just, like, suddenly jumping at the mother's nipples. And, you know, you're a possum. You're just like, okay, I got these six nipples. Go for it, little things that came out of my whatever it is. You know, they don't understand. Then, you know, nurtures them, plays with them. You know, the mothering spirit is such the reason that life exists. That if we didn't have the will to nurture each other, we wouldn't be here. It's ingrained inside all mammals to nurture the next generation, to nurture even creatures that are not related. They've taken all sorts of, like, creatures and, like, give kittens to chimpanzees and, you know, werewolves to, you know, orangutans and such. And, you know, the animals, they nurture each other, you know, they look after each other. They understand the youthfulness when it's, when food, when having to hunt out of necessity, to force one's jaws upon another because one's starving, one is in a delirious mode of survival instinct. You know, a lot of creatures, like when I was in Hawaii, the native pigs that would just, you know, cruise around and rip up the soil looking for, like, little worms in there. You know, they're relaxed. They're not of the carnivorous spirit because the food is there. Little baby pigs are gargaric, you know, pulling up little worms, fattening up, and living their life. They're not, like, as much of the carnivores that have to chase down creatures and actual hurt creatures. Now, a worm is a creature, and yet a worm has evolved with the wild boars. And there's worms still happening, and a worm just, like, has feelings. It has a central nervous system. You know, it's a creature. It knows what discomfort is. Yet our universe is based on recycling and eating each other, a universe of teeth. A world where animals prey on each other and chew on each other and nurture each other all the same. Like, how could a creature live if it didn't live off another creature? Now, the creature could be a plant. A plant is a creature. It's a living, breathing entity. Some of them even are like animated to some extent. Like, all this life around us and life to cherish, yet we have to choose what life we sacrifice to continue our own life. Where life does require forms of sacrifice. If we're sacrificing a mushroom, but the mushroom really isn't a living thing. The mushroom's just like the house, you know, so that's not sacrifice. If we're cooking the mycelium down, the living part of the mushroom, sacrificing those lives, sacrificing a plant, its life, its cells, it has its nervous system, it has its way of communicating, and that's just a vegetarian taking food from baby bees. I mean, you know, no bees were really harmed, but they're stealing from a baby. There is a lot out there that requires us to take what is not ours. And we've evolved this way. We've evolved for the hunt of the animal. We've evolved for the hunter and gatherer of the fruits and nuts and the berries. This is all part of our evolution that is not new to humanity. Some tribe of Indians didn't just, hey, you know, I'm going to come up with gathering fruit 5,000 years ago. Like, no, we're talking like 100,000 years ago, further back. If you ever see monkeys, you gave it a chance. It's some really beautiful thing I had a chance to see was just monkeys. I think there's different trees. Some of them, these white-faced monkeys, they go to, and they just pull the little fruits off and just start eating them right there. It fit perfectly in their hand. It fits their schedule for the day, and they eat them, the fruit as it grows, and that fruit's evolved. Yes. We're all part of the cycle. We've made it here through whatever difficulties through our evolution. And we are, like, mushrooms themselves are very picky creatures. Like, with so many different types of mushroom, how could something so small just wait to find its perfect mate, its perfect way to create more mycelium to go out there and live and create more? Like, what's their purpose? We got the answer to mushroom. Is the answer for mushrooms just a hallucinogenic trip out? You know, because they've got things out there that aren't really trippy. Like, they've got gummies out there that kind of hallucinogenic, but not really. As opposed to, like, the green poop-making mushrooms of the past. When you were going to hallucinogen, you know, you eat the whole mushroom, and then you, like, have green poops for, like, a day or two. You're like, oh, that's just part of the trip. Like, when the living part of the creature affects us, like, we all separate chemically, change things away from how nature originally made things for us that we evolved around. You think these things are here just by coincidence? Or are plants picked specifically by the animals that live here? That each plant has its purpose and its creatures that live off of it. That's something we may not see. That there might be microscopic creatures that prefer certain plants compared to other ones. And because of that, they create a way to help the plant live because it helps the microscopic creature live. Symbiosis. Because everything is symbiotic. Everything helps everything else grow. People want to say, like, no, humans are a singularity. A human being is not a singularity. We, besides carrying more DNA of other creatures inside of us than makes the human, we have so many different mechanisms working together in unison that there is no, it's impossible to be a singularity. The closest singularity that all of us have is when we were a zygote. There's a word for you. When we were a tiny pre-gestated baby, just fresh off the experience, when the man and woman create together, near instantly at that time, we are near a singularity, but it takes two to tango. It takes more than one cell to make life. And when life begins through its mitosis and then meiosis stage, if I have it right, like, mitosis is the first cell division when the egg and the sperm come together. It's the first cell division, and then after that, it's mitosis. Everything else is another kind of cell division. I want to look that up a little more. I don't have the full internet in front of me, the full, complete difference between the two. It's pretty profound. But we are started. We've begun. Inside our mother's belly, we began our journey of growing, of dividing, of making this creature come together. Started a long time ago. Cellular cells. It's even possible that our cells, you know, originated elsewhere. Because we carry so many different genetic combinations inside of us to do so many different things we don't really even realize we're capable, we're able to do. You think you can make wings? Well, you can. And at some point, someone's going to activate that. We have all these capabilities to grow different organs, different appendages, even form differently, all inside of us. We are a toolkit of information. We're like a programming language with all the ability to make what we need inside of us and the ability to save what we've made before to bring it back. Because we've made things in our evolution, and I don't want to say de-evolved, but, you know, keep evolving, and as the creature changes, we save all of our combination, all of our different creatures we've been are inside of us. Now, how can that be? It's the universe, first of all, people, is built on prime numbers. Each of us are our own prime number. In whatever counting system you want to put yourself into, you're indivisible. Now, you want to think like cells dividing, divisibility, totally different divisibility. We are unique, and we are not made of two of anything. No number of anything that is identical can make us. Now, I mean, like, you know, electrons, protons, neutrons, all their positions and their rotations, their momentums, there's no combination anywhere like us. And it's all mathematically tangible. I mean, like, you think about it, like, you are a number. You're a hot number. But you are such a giant number that cannot be divided down into other things. You're not two of something. You're not three of something. 14 billion cells, but those cells are not identical. You know, there's not some, I don't know, factorial, big words. Because we're each our own individual number, the universe saves us so much like a computer that even though we perceive time as moving forward, time is just, it's all a jello mold. if that makes sense. Everything is trapped in the moment. There's just so many infinite moments, and the universe can handle infinite moments. The universe is like a walk in the park. No problem. Time, endless. Now, our universe, that's something else. 13.8 billion years, 300 billion years wide. Like, 300 billion light years wide. I got to research that one a little more. But we are finite and infinite. How does any of that work? You know, like, you talk to the creator. We always want to give it a singularity. We want to say the creator. You know, there's somebody that programmed this whole thing, and we just live inside of it. And you know what? Maybe so. Because, you know, we're all evolved. Whatever started at the very beginning didn't instantly make us. It wasn't like the Big Bang and then humans. You know, it's boom, the universe got made, and then it's like a day, like one, there was humans along with all the planets and everything. Like, now, all this stuff took a while, and it kept perfecting itself, using, you know, change of location and spin of the electron, or however people want to call time. Time is just things repelling each other over and over and over and over, yet trying to come closer to each other. Like the electrons being the same, repelling each other, and the protons trying to attract to the electrons. And the neutrons are the buffer in between the proton and electron that is created because of the interaction between the two. I don't know, that's really, it's funky, whatever quantum word you want to put on it. Quantum in front of everything. Do you just put quantum in front of everything? Like, you know, yeah, they do. Yeah, that guy is the sexiest man alive. Yeah, says his wife. Come on, dude. Like, you know, I like Paul Rudd. He's a cool guy. But really, he ain't no Jean-Luc Picard. He's not like they're really like I go to Safeway. I look in the aisles and they had the people, and I don't want to like dilute, like, you know, Paul Rudd's fame, because, dude, he's got great advice. Like, you know, you never really want to touch your eyes around it with your pointer finger. You want to use your pinky finger, because you could touch your eyes a lot softer with that. It doesn't, not your eyes, but like your eyelid, your eyelashes. And of course, I heard this from and the Elizabeth Olsen, like, Instagram thing, like, some time ago. She did, like, some makeup thing. And, like, did you know? Paul Rudd told me this, you know, just, like, using your pinky finger whenever you're doing something around your eyes, because it just touches a lot softer. But, and so, I mean, guy with a great advice, but, I mean, really, like, that's like saying, like, I'm going to be, like, sexiest man alive someday. And I already know I'm the sexiest man alive for my love. And that's all that matters to me. That's all I want to be. I want to be the sexiest man alive for the woman that loves me, and her to be happy and be like, you know what? He's my sexiest man alive. And I'm like, all right, cool. I'm on the cover of Her People magazine. And that's all that matters to me. I don't need to be flashing myself around in front of other people. And, you know, it's nice and all their opinions, but it's like, I'm not raised that way. to, you know, I'm a dude. I'm not like trying to beautify myself in the mirror, make myself, you know, just perfect. Because, I mean, I know I am pretty perfect. You know, and there's a lot of health care, and I take care of that. But it's like, I do not focus on my body as much. And maybe that's why I'm not, like, as big-shouldered as Dwayne Johnson, who's got, like, you know, all his muscles and such, and it's like, hey, he lifts all this weight, and I'm like, all right, why are you lifting something that you're putting back down? You know, you got to lift something to do something with it. You got to, like, be utilitarian with your workout. Like, if you're working out, you know, be lifting, move stuff. You know, it's stationary. What's it doing? It's not doing anything. Just lifting something over and over. And I'll tell you, I do miss, I had this really cool Bowflex, and I drove it all the way to Pennsylvania. It's a mattress on the roof, but that's a whole other story. That thing was so cool. Like, man, that thing was cool. Especially when you get it for like $400, it's like a $3,000 item. It's even that much cooler. You know, it's just like, oh man. And I'm not saying like muscles stick on me, because they're just like, well, we know you've got all this energy, Jason. But you're not fully formed, so we're not going to put all the muscle on you yet or something. I don't know. You know, I'm a good chef. A skinny chef, I'd still be. I don't want to be. I've seen my dad's belly. I'm like, oh man, she's like. People have their own version of food, and if you overindulge on food all the time, then it's just like, I don't know. Food is good. Don't get me wrong. Eating food is really good because it's got flavor. It's got interest, and it's like, our gut is like, you know, made of our brain matter. So it's like our brain matter is like our brain. So when you got that gut feeling, you got that, like, your brain's thinking, your primordial brain is thinking or has a feeling or something. Yeah. What else am I talking about today? I mean, I'm not even sure if this is still recording. I mean, I know it's not. Well, I mean, it is recording, but if it's still broadcasting, we got Brodsky on the mic. That's, I'm pretty sure about that part. Let me see if this is you're still doing your thing. You're still holding on there. Still thinks it is. Okay, cool. Like, when you think about it, what is the advice you want to give in the world, and who do you want to give it to? You know, you've collected all this information in your world, and who do you want to give it to? You know, he goes, oh, well, I'm just going to keep it, take it to the grave with me, and give it to the neighbor's kids. You know, I basically think a lot about what life is and how to share it with someone, how to be not just like interesting, you know, like, oh, hey, say something funny and make her laugh all the time. And what'd you learn from Jason? I don't know, but I can't stop laughing. you know, you gotta be a level of comedian and be able to have like different experiences that one wants to share. Because it doesn't matter, like, if people think they have the same lives, like men and women, you know, they didn't, all people are not created equal. There's men and there's women, you know, period. That's, other than that, people are created equal, you know, because men's journey is different than a woman's journey. And they might be similar, and they might get along, and they might be able to hold really amazing connections together and to be able to make more humans. But it's not like, well, this life I'm going to be human, and then in the second part of the life I'm going to be... Let me take that one over. First half of my life, I'm going to be a girl. Second half, I'm going to be a boy. And, you know, it's not things you get to choose. I mean, you can, like, we can let you have your right to choose it. But if you haven't seen Monty Python's Life of Brian, where they represent your right to have children, even though God didn't give you ability to, you know, it's, or vice versa, you know, God made us who we are. And regardless of if we want to shock value people or think this way or that way to be this or that, like, that's fine. Do whatever you want. You know, just realize, like, you were made by the Creator to do this way. And that's what the Creator sees you as, needing to be. It's, I mean, if the Creator wanted someone to be the opposite sex, then they would have made it. And I say they because the Creator is everything. You know, singularity. Creation would have made us different if creation needed us to be different. It's, we are made exactly how we are needed, with our defects and all, because that's our character. We are built to perform tasks that are needed on this plane. We're not made to go have opinions. We're not made to be entertained. We're not made to enjoy life. We are made to prosper life. When people start to realize the distinction, that even though the entertainment industry is blah-de-blah big and will play all this stuff and make you happy with keeping you entertained, while they have you captive with their TV, you know, because they don't make it individually for you. You don't know the people that are broadcasting. You don't really have, you get interested because they make it for the masses and they, you know, it sounds like it's for me, you know, but there's not like time travelers coming back making specific videos for you because you're worth it. No. Now, maybe there's someone out there that really wants to get your attention and will say really, really awesome things and hope that they float into your ear and raise your smile. Like, that's, you know, that's the, maybe you have a secret admirer or admirer who's not too secret. Maybe, and the admirer wants you to know as much as you can about. You know, what do we put our universe out there for? I want my future children and their children and their monkey children and children with whatever messed up genes by that time they're doing. You know, just stay away from the genetic changing of your DNA children, please. Because I didn't get to choose this, you know. I am created, and I have to respect my creators and their creators before them and before them. So there is such a long lineage of heritage respect that regardless of if I'm a mutt, if my dad's Jewish, my mom's Christian, you know, if I'm like Irish and European and American Indian, you know, it's regardless of all that, every single one of my heritage before me made it to today. And I am the representation of all life in my genetic line before me. And I've got to respect that. You know, maybe I don't understand it, but I don't have my Irish roots down completely, my Indian roots down, my European roots, my German roots, all this stuff. I don't have it all like down, or I do a special dance with the kilt and bears, you know, and I sing the Hava and the Gila Hava, you know. It's all good stuff while drinking a giant German beer or something. You know, you put all the cultures together. You know, we're all chopped up and made up of our previous parents and their cultures and their cultures and their cultures and their cultures. So I'm not expected to, you know, be every single culture before me, but I give respect to the cultures I am made of and the cultures I want to make with. Well, someone I want to make mixed cultures with. Because we're not always like, okay, arranged marriages, you know, we set this up for you. This will work because you got a dowry. You got huge trucks of land. Little Monty Python references. I like Monty Python. Monty Python's cool. You know, man, that guy's dated. You know, you got to find ways to be silly. People got to be funny. They don't always have to make asses of themselves and be jacks, you know, and just be monkeys and hurt themselves and just do stupid things, you know, just to get a guttural laugh. Oh, look, they hurt themselves. They hurt themselves. The Ouch My Balls TV show, you know, if you ever see the movie Idiocracy. Ouch my balls! You know? Like, where are we heading to in entertainment, people? It's just, you got to find a way to self-entertain. And that's what this whole show is. That's how whole life has been about. Like, I'm not always like running around entertaining other people. Like, I'm entertaining myself. I've got to keep myself occupied, because if I don't keep myself occupied, I get like antsy. And then I have to occupy myself. So I must keep myself occupied and entertained and find things that are interesting that I usually, like, you know, your songs come on the radio and they just make fun of them, you know. They're not just like make fun of, they said that in that song. It's like, no, you got to change the lyrics. Like, okay, here's a good one. Well, I don't know a good one. There's no really good one. Here's a cheesy one. That's better. Okay, the Mariah Carey song, We Belong Together. You know, we belong together. You know, it's cheesy, beautiful, you know, really love depraved kind of music. So I was thinking the real version of that song should be, we belong in the same sweater. You know, we belong in the same sweater. Maybe there's a few extra vowels. Maybe like I kind of squeeze a few extra words in there. But it's just like you look at a lot of these couples and they're just like, honey, let's match. Let's look so good. Oh, yeah. And they're just so agreeable to their craziest ideas. You know, honey, let's dress as the Taliban. Yeah, let's dress as the Taliban. Oh, yeah. Let's carry a beheaded person with us. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And, you know, it's like, they get so agreeable. And then it's like they try to dress with each other. And it just, It's really good to have a best friend who agrees with you. So you've got to have a friend who knows when shit's gone too far, when it's just like, you know, if we both dress like Waldo, they'll be able to find us twice as easily or something, you know. I really look forward to, you know, practicing love in real life, because it's really funny, because you just got to look at couples. It's not as much because one wears the pants and the other one is tickling their toes or something. Is that they're just so, some couples, they just have a way to balance each other. Some couples have a way to, like, amplify each other, to do the silly, goofy things that they agree with each other that would be cute, but they don't get a third person's opinion. They just don't call a friend up to say, hey, we thought of this idea. Is this a good idea? Like, you know, and it's cute, you know, it's just watching some couples of some actor that I really, like, admire on Instagram, and their goofy things that they do together that are just, like, so just, like, they came up with something interesting, and they're like, oh, if I do this, this, that, and then you do that, that, this. And it just funny. And I'm not even getting to the, and that's just the couples playing fun, not the couples that are, like, trying to take on, like, something serious. Like, I'm going to be the workout couple, you know, and the couple, everything we do, we talk about the workout. And so that's what they do. They just talk about the workout and the how perfect they are within the workout. Like, they're workoutier than now. You know, they've got it all down because they're so perfect in this realm that they want to explain to other people that, hey, this is us. And it's just like, fuck off. There's a special couple. That's the workout couple that's filled with all this blah-de-blah, blah, like, good stuff. Like, just break your ego over your knee a little, you know? Like, come on. You know, don't hurt my feelings. Like, fucking get these, come on. You can't just be Bob and Fred, or Bobbit, or Billy and Fred, or whatever your real names are. You know, just be a couple. Don't just be, we're going to be more than a couple. You know, you're putting pressure on each other. And, like, really, some of these things, I swear, like, she's turning her man into a eunuch. Like, you know, the guy, like, is really into what she chose to do in her world. Like, all right, dear, I will support you and make everything so just, like, you know, so just, like, perfect, and I will say all the perfect things. And no, I don't want to read that. No, you don't.
It's breaking news.
No, it's not a news show.
That's more important.
Let's fuck around, and I can add another microphone. No, I can't because it's in the other room.
Everybody needs to hear this.
No, there's not those kind of people that listen to this show. Really, I just think one girl listens to this show, and she just wants to know if I'm, like, really super lover or super nutty. Yeah, there's a lot I need to hear. That's for sure. Dude, you go through a lot of that emergency, you know. Eating rocks and minerals are not healthy for you, but, you know, we're told they are. You got to put them in kombucha tea. Okay, here, let me see. We've now got Skip Skibbity Skibibich in the studio here. He wants to read something, but we're not reading shit in this show. I'll tell you that, because I'm nuts. And I'm just, you know, I'm holding the 2 hours, and so I've got to be silly and say some interesting stuff. And think of it more of like a conversation. So what I can do, you really, really want to read that. Let me look at it. Because it's not like, it's like it kind of get your own podcast kind of thing. No, it says talks about the president, second line. That's the first thing I don't do. You can't, with my radio station, talk shit on the president of any country. I don't care if they're a jerk. You just don't. Even if they are.
This is just news that came in.
No, but it's not a news show. That's really cool, though. No, I mean, like, I like the ability that you want to broadcast stuff. But it's, oh, yeah, there's a lot more important stuff than this show going on. And that's the whole point of this show. It's not all this stuff to force in your face about news, about common events or whatever. It's just basically just people don't poison yourself. But this isn't the people listening. This is like maybe like 3 girls, you know. Like, and I don't know if I spawned any of them. I might have. And that's like, you, it trips me out and it gets me in this like head spin, but I've just had to like not think about it. Maybe, but then where's my facts? I didn't always use condoms. I feel like I really should have, because like in my later years.
Can you procreate? I thought you were keep from spontaneous combustion.
I came from my father and my mother, and there, you know, my they met, they made me, all right, they made a sister, sweet, and
my father blew up, my mother threw up, and there I came.
Very good. Basically, you know, this is just a bunch of human silliness that just comes out of person. Now,
I'm
trying to figure out how you would want to make a podcast. Now, this is 304 episodes.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah. And there's 100 episodes of me reading stuff.
I have a lot.
Yeah. It's good to be loud, too, because the mic can pick you up better. I started this show reading the news, and I was like, I don't want to read the news. I want to have my own opinion. Yeah. So going back to reading something like that is not really, I mean, it's like, I like.
Not allowed.
No, it's just not it's not my going format. My going format is improvisation.
Not his thing.
If you have poems or songs made, I do read and put that out there. But, I mean, I haven't done that in a few. But then usually when I end up reading the poem and song, that's all I end up reading and getting into that. And I really have inspiration to keep writing more and more poems that are, you know, heartfelt, because, like, writing a poem to, like I was mentioning earlier, to just the blasé is, yeah, you got to focus. You got to find a way to put it together in a package with the beautifully sealed seam, just nice and closed, and
so
you
pretty.
Can see it and just, you know, for someone, not just for like whoever is interested, because I don't care if whoever is interested, they're not paying me any money. I'm not making no poetry book for money.
They say for
Right, right. You know, same with the numbering system. It says four numbers in, or five, depending if you start with zero or not.
For the halibut?
Yeah. For the sake of it. Just trying to give some kind of good advice out there to the people that just, you know, basic things like don't go chase Hale-Bopp comets. Anyone that says drink the Kool-Aid, you know, stay away from the Kool-Aid. You know, people that just tell you their opinion of other people.
Don't play with kitty cookies in the sandbox.
You know, people that tell you what to think really should shut up in the world. You know, I don't want to tell someone what to think or what to speak. You know, just you come up with your own what you're going to say. I'm just going to come out with my own information out here, and you could choose what's facts or not, or put it through the litmus test or the acid test or the multiple choice test or something else funny test that you can think of that makes you laugh. You know, just run with it.
Spray it when you see it, because everyone's wearing masks these days.
Well, and that's what's so great is that people can, you know, stick your tongue out at other people with the mask on, and you don't really notice. You're just like, oh, your mask has a little thing sticking out in the middle. You might want to fix that.
If there's a shiny thing where their tongue is pierced, I notice.
Yeah, you know, you can kiss at people without them noticing. Maybe you see the cheeks all smucker up a little bit.
How about wet willies?
You can't. Well, only if you cut a hole in the mask and wet willy requires a tongue inside. So you can wet willy your own mask all day long.
You can spit in your mask and then rub it in their ear.
Wow.
I don't think you can get COVID that way.
You know, I am...
ear infection? Don't know?
You know, it's just trying to work on trying to find interesting, non-gross stuff to say. Because...
Oh, there's nothing interesting that's not...
It is if you want to talk to a girl. Because girls are not, always into gross stuff. And they're, half of, life. Like, I spent enough time with the boys, you know.
You are in a room with women that don't realize you're in the room with them. Be amazed at the gross stuff they'll say.
Oh, no, I don't care what fucking chicks say. I mean, they fucking bitch out about all sorts of shit. The grossest, nastiest stuff. I'm talking about what I say, you know, because it's like I'm not all 14-year-old jokes coming out of me, and I still remember them. You know, I was all day long. I could just, no, not all day long, but I don't want to. It's gross stuff. 14-year-old
joke.
You know, they're more very intoxicated, okay, kind of don't be recording this, airing this on your podcast kind of show jokes. You know, but I just really am, I don't try to filter myself. I just try to say things that, you know, my listeners might be less offended by. Even though I say some things that are just really offensive if they're, you know, doing that kind of stuff in their lifestyle, maybe. You know, I love...
He likes pretty words.
My listeners, and I love to rile them up and slap them in the face with reality. With pretty words. Because you can slap someone with a pretty word and they just don't realize it because it's too pretty. And then they come back and go, whoa,
oh,
that's an eye-opener.
Oh, pretty.
Yeah, oh, this is so nice how he said that. But he really said something really deep, opened my eyes, that made me reassess what I'm doing in life and change and start my own podcast. And that's what I want people to do. Because if you listen to this, you can do a way better job at a podcast than I can. Like, I'm not the best podcaster in the world. You know, you guys could do a way better job. You're listening. You need a podcast. You'd be like, oh, but there's...
But they couldn't do a way better job 1,000 times in a row.
Yeah, they can. better than me. I don't know what I'm doing. I just pick up the mic, and my only proof in the pudding
is
my balls, you know, and I put them on the mic right here, and it's that kind of party, you know? So I just, like, get my stuff going.
You gotta have dedication.
You know, I got my beasties.
It's a long-running show. A pretty word.
Well, you know, I've really figured out that my voice right here is not my regular voice. It's not my voice. This is a radio voice, like a radio ideas and thoughts that go out. This isn't my sweet baby's name in her ear for hours and hours, you know, with such chanting melody. You know, that's it. Yeah.
You sound like a ferret.
Squeak, squeak.
My friend had a ferret. Her name was Solomon, and used to wake him up at 5 o'clock in the morning each morning by licking his toes. And he'd kick it off the bed and run away and make this laughing sound. And that was his alarm clock, the ferret toe-licking alarm clock. Worked every day, 5 in the morning.
Nice, nice. I mean, if you like ferrets.
Oh, Solomon's cute, but hated heights.
Okay. Well, animals are responsibilities. Chihuahuas have been my go-to animal because they're small, they're portable, they're dogs. Ferrets.
Ferrets are great pets, but they have one bad flaw.
They want to take off?
You can't teach them to poop in one place.
Oh. Well, I've seen ferrets in Pennsylvania. Like, just running across the street. I'm like, oh, look, a ferret. Like, they've released those things. But, you know, I mean, I can't have a pterodactyl. It's too big.
What about that dodo bird he owned?
You know, you can't have... You can't have birds that are extinct either.
Dodo?
You know, I got no genetic animals. I'm just, oh, what'd you do? Oh, I went to science class and I made some prehistoric creature.
He wasn't living. He was petrified.
Yeah. Well, animals are really beautiful. And they're a responsibility.
Even petrified.
And humans are a responsibility, too. And we're really cool animals because we're one of the only animals you can talk to that kind of listens. Like, I tell you now, people don't listen.
I think I'm a good pet.
No. You do not. You need... I would not pet you. You need
I need some training. I admit that.
Hygiene, and maybe I'll pet you. You know, your skin's too dirty, you know?
It's a unique smell that you could grow to love from afar.
No, they wash with vinegar. I tell you, people don't get it. You got to clean your skin with vinegar.
Well,
guys got it.
I off that skin. I was using that, that type of acid that they cleanse the sidewalks with.
Psilocybin. Muriatic.
Yeah, muriatic. That'll clean you.
Yeah, clean out your guts.
Cleaned out the inside of my lungs.
Oh, boy. Yeah. So, just basically, the universe is one giant enjoy it and make it productive and make it enjoyable for other life. Like, to be able to help other life out there.
Enjoy it with a joint.
Yeah, well, you disappeared 2 hours ago, so I didn't have no joint. You were busy. And I was like, show starts in 6 minutes.
When the work was done, I had more for you.
The work's never done.
He did work, and he has dubage coming to him.
Oh, sweet deal, man. You smoked your jobs, you bought.
Fine, locally grown.
So I asked my dad. I said, Dad. I learned that marijuana and pregnant women are not a good thing because it actually messes with the placenta. And my dad was like, well, you know, your mom was a labor and delivery nurse. Of course she didn't smoke. I'm like, oh, okay, thanks. And like, maybe she was at some parties and like was around something, but my mom did not smoke marijuana when she was pregnant with me.
My mom smoked 5 packs of cigarettes a day when she was pregnant with me.
Wow. And they haven't shown the placenta changes, but the New York Times was talking about that the placenta is not able to produce an immune-based protein, and some children get born with low birth weight. So if you're pregnant, like, stick with CBD or CBG. Don't do THC, because THC also changes something with the heartbeat. So, I mean, if that's one thing I could do with the show is to tell all these pregnant moms that I didn't get pregnant. Where was I?
But if he did, he would not smoke pot while he was pregnant.
I wish I could have been there, you know.
Wish could have been there.
right. But
at least been a part of it.
But basically to, you know, be wary of people saying marijuana is good while you're pregnant. Like, don't smoke any THC. CBD, look up that, because New York Times better come out with an article, because they just came up with the THC one. Well, I want to see the CBD because, you know, women go through a lot of discomfort when they're pregnant. It's their body changes.
What about MIC?
Yeah.
KUY? MOUSE?
They do not become Mickey Mouse. But the world feels Mickey Mouse. And
Mouse-enta.
You're right. And maybe they have, they, you know, eat a mouse with some of the, like, you need, oh, I need them.
Ah, oh, Rue loves the crunchy, delicious mousers.
Yeah, well, that's a cat, you know. We're all a cat, meow, meow. But I don't know. Women have what they do in the world. And I know, being a man, I can come across some knowledge and say, be careful, don't smoke pot if you're pregnant. And me, myself...
If you're a mouse, be careful around Rue, or you'll end up being a giant 12-inch long hairball.
Yeah. Now, with men, like, does it affect men's sperm? Because my dad smoked a lot of herb. Does it mean that he just, like, it changed my development to be, I mean, I'm not normal. I don't want to be normal. So I'm always, you know, inquisitive about what made me how I am and how to improve myself, because there's people that I really want to share my life with. A woman I really want to share my life with. And I want to know how I can get myself in the most...
You're up for interpretation.
Lovable, like...
Oh,
less,
gosh.
Less argumentative, you know...
Hey, pipe down!
Interest. I mean, I already know I'm interesting, but, like, argumentative, you know... Be able to hold, like, the conversation.
I can't hold it anymore.
I can't hold it anymore either. Thank you guys for listening. Smoke Rules Radio. We got Skip Skibbity Skibbitch in the studio with us. You've been listening to Jason Isaacoff Brodsky. Thank you guys for listening so much, and I love you so much for listening. And
keep up the pretty words.
Yeah, keep up the pretty words. Have a beautiful night.